Great to have you with me. This is the show Never Heard That, and my name is Andrew Mukey. We'll be focusing on English band XTC today and the track Making Plans for Nigel from their 1979 album Drums and Wires. From 1972 onwards, songwriters Andy Partridge on guitars and vocals and Colin Moulding on bass and vocals started to work together. The name of the band and the members within it changed frequently until 1975, when they officially became known as XTC. Legendary radio announcer John Peel saw one of the band's live performances in 1976 and got them to appear on his show. Partridge credited him as being responsible for getting us a recording contract. As soon as we recorded those sessions for the BBC, suddenly three or four record labels wanted to sign us up. They chose Virgin Records. Debut EP, 1977's 3D EP, and the album 1978's White Music were recorded quickly and received well by the press and audience. Although the band felt they were reflective of where they were looking for something more. Second album, Go To, also from 1978, was received solidly, but some internal politics saw the band lose a foundation member and they went through a period of change. Drums and Wires from 1979, named for its emphasis on guitar and drums, was the result. I can't say it any better, so I'm going to quote a reviewer who said that the album was a turning point, with a more subdued set of songs that reflect an increasing songwriting proficiency. A cohesive statement with a distinctive voice that retains their clever humour, quirky wordplay and decidedly British flavour, driven by the powerful rhythms and angular, mainly minimalistic arrangements. The single, today's focus track, Making Plans for Nigel, got to number 17, the album to number 37, and two appearances on Top of the Pops followed. Shows that would once be half sold were now full sellouts. Moulding and Partridge would look back at this point as the symbolic start of the band's career. It is true that from this point the band's star rose and rose. Next album, 1980's Black Sea, and its singles Generals and Majors, Towers of London and Sergeant Rock all charted. Census working overtime from 1982's English Settlement was huge. Both the album and single became the highest charting records that they would ever have in the UK, peaking at number 5 and number 10 respectively. The band continued to write and release albums regularly and each was successful. 12th albums, 1992's Nonsuch, was the last of this initial period, but the band got back together to release albums in 1999 and 2000. It is fair to say that XTC are a very English band. It is also probably fair to point out that they wrote intricate and quirky songs. But it also needs to be said that they wrote some very interesting, very unique songs that are thoroughly entertaining. I happen to think that this is one of them, but there are many more littered throughout their catalogue. Here is the English band XTC and the track Making Plans for Nigel from their 1979 album Drums and Wires.
Yeah. he must be happy in his world.